Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
In thinking about this week and the weeks prior, it's really hard to try and maintain your focus. And I understand that. Most of the time when you're sitting in your house, you're in casual mode, you're in relaxed mode. Nobody even thinks really about needing to get on the phone with a client or to get on a Zoom call or a GoToMeeting call or even a FaceTime call or Google Hangout, any of those things. And you're probably sitting in your house in your jammies. And when you are working from home, that doesn't mean that gives you a license to be casual. But I digress for just a little bit. One of the first things you need to do when you work from home is communicate. And communicate a lot with your clients, with your donors, with your sponsors, to let them know that you are there for them. Even though you may not physically be in the same room or be able to greet them, they're relying on you for a lot of things. So understandably so, not only are you confined to your home, but now you have the pressure of work invading what is usually quiet home space. I can tell you just by simply watching the reactions of my dogs as to which clothes I put on. They know there's clothes for the park. They know there's clothes for work. So even with them, when I put clothes for work on and I sit down in my office, they leave me alone most of the time, which is exactly what I need to have happen, because that maintains that certain level of professionalism. That being said, the communication part is enormously important. You cannot forget to keep in touch with everybody. Just because you're in your home doesn't mean that things are coming to a stop. They're actually just being done differently, and that takes a little bit of adjustment. Some folks are great at it, some folks not so great. So take that all into account when you are dealing with your clients, with your staff, with all of the people that you come in contact with through your work. Really super important to remember that communication is all of it. So think about those folks in your staff that maybe are alone or are dealing with other issues. That doesn't mean come in and be a counselor. It just means come in and be, hey, you know, I'm here. If you want to talk, I'm happy to do it. Let's FaceTime, let's Google Hangout, whatever it is that we can keep in touch. Okay. Your clients, on the other hand, are paying you. So they need to hear from you for sure. Their event, whatever that event may be, has been canceled or it's been rescheduled or things have dropped out. Vendors have closed or are not doing on-premise business anymore. All those different components figure into that. So you need to be exceedingly careful and gentle when you're talking with your clients. They're trusting you with their event. And that's important that you communicate religiously with these people. Don't get slack. Don't get calm about it. Don't get complacent because you're sitting in your house. Things are still going to go on. And in fact, they're going to be busier than ever when we get through the other side of this. And you can't be caught flat-footed because you've been home for a month or 2 weeks or whatever it is, and you lost track of the target. Okay? Your clients are depending on you to be the utmost of communicative sort of person. That's important. The second element is to be professional. It's very easy when you're home to be casual because you're home. You walk in the door, you put your sweats on, everybody relaxes a little bit. It's a safe place to be. And it still is. However, when you are dealing with your clients, for example, you need to be professional. The difference that a client perceives when they see you on a Zoom call in your sweats versus on a Zoom call looking professional. Being home and working does not mean not professional. And if you're actually on a call where someone can visually see you, that is GoToMeeting or FaceTime or Zoom or whatever it is, it's extremely important that you are dressed professionally. Look the best. Even if you're wearing sweatpants and sneakers on the top for what people see, Get yourself together, get organized, get ready to present that professional appearance, because that's what your clients are paying you for. They're not paying you to sit at home in your sweats and have a casual conversation. Doesn't work like that. Hugely important. Third thing, and probably the most important thing out of all of these three when we really get down to it, is be proactive. Utilize the other two previous topics, but make sure that you are reaching out and talking to your vendors, to your sponsors, ensuring them that you will do whatever it takes to get the message out and to appreciate their support through all of this, because this too will pass. And once it does, things are going to come roaring back. So don't go to sleep or relax or get casual about any of those relationships. It's hugely important that you stay on top of the game, even if you're doing it from your couch. Okay? So remember all those things. This too will pass. There'll be more and more information coming out, and I can feel it in my heart that people are out there doing great things. Event planners, restaurateurs, hoteliers, they're doing as much as they can to help everybody they can. And we need to remember the healthcare workers as well. So keep all those people in your thoughts, in your prayers. Go out and go to the other room in your house and get into your professional genre and do your thing, because that business is still out there. Those people still need you and you need them. Keep that in mind. Everyone have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey, Alexa, give us the Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a one-minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburg, Eventsburg, because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running